For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. FM.
Hello and welcome to Time. It's time for Joy Business Report. Coming up, $360 million international money fund disbursement projected to boost dollar supply and strengthen the city. Also coming up, Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia commissions e-gates at Terminal 3 of the Kotoka International Airport. Also coming up, First Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Maxwell Opoku-Afari, reiterates cost of new Bank of Ghana building, which will provide more value to the economy. Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. The anticipated $360 million disbursement from the International Monetary Fund in the coming days is expected to provide a much needed cushion to Ghana and further augment the supply side interventions of the Ghana city. This is expected to bolster the performance of the local currency in the near term.
Last week, the Ghana city gained further on the back of improved foreign exchange liquidity. The Bank of Ghana sold about $93.05 million during the daily auctions and auctioned an additional $20 million to the bulk oil distributing companies. This boost in liquidity helped the city to recover 1.85% week on week to the dollar. Similarly, it gained 1.35% against the pound and 1.17% versus the euro. At the close of the week, the local currency was quoted at a mid-rate of 16.25 Ghana cedis to $1. The city also traded at 16.50 Ghana cedis to a dollar on the retail market on December 2, 2024. It is going for 15.20 Ghana cedis to an American greenback on the interbank market. The Bank of Ghana reported last Friday that Ghana's foreign exchange reserves increased by 0.77% month on month to $5.2 billion in October 2024 from $5.2 billion in September 2024.
And that was a news desk report. Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia has commissioned the e-gates at Terminal 3 of the Kotoka International Airport. The digitized entry system, which can be accessed using the Ghana card, has been installed in arrival section of the airport. Speaking at a short ceremony, the Vice President stated that the e-gates will improve security and stop smuggling.
With these investments in technology, Ghana now has full visibility when it comes to security. Whether through authorized or unauthorized points of entry, all our borders, land, sea, and air, are comprehensively covered. We know who everyone is. No one is invisible. This high level of security is a critical tool in safeguarding Ghana, particularly in these times of terrorism and unrest in neighboring countries. This integrated system ensures Ghana's borders are protected against international crime, combating fraud, smuggling, and unauthorized entries.
Now, government is confident that it will be able to honor restructured debts in 2 years, considering the outlook of the economy. At the Ministry of Finance's monthly economic briefing, Sector Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam explained that the impressive rebound of the economy and the projected growth will position government to honor its debt.
We've implemented measures that are driving the economy back. And with the rate of recovery we are seeing, I do not have any doubt that in a year or two, those who have lost money will recover their money. Let's continue to build the confidence in this economy as we have been doing. Let's continue to support this economy, all hands on deck, so that we can build an economy that is good for all the people of Ghana. And don't forget that we've traveled this IMF.
And you heard the Finance Minister Amin Adam, the first Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Maxwell Opokwafari, has justified the building of its new head office, adding that the value of it goes beyond the cost. The $250 million head office, located at Ridge in Accra, was opened by President Akufo-Addo in November this year. Speaking at the annual general meeting of the Ghana Institute of Architects, First Deputy Governor Dr. Opokwafari said the building will increase productivity and increase output.
Naturally, as is the case with startups for many organizations, the then Ghana Shippers Council faced a number of teasing challenges at its embryonic stage, mostly relating to limitations with its establishment at 1974254. A key challenge the Ghana Shippers Authority faced over the last decade was inadequate and ineffective framework for the authority's operation, which affected the authority's ability to control the proliferation of charges and the hazards in the shipping industry.
Unfortunately, that is the wrong insert. We'll bring you the correct sound in subsequent bulletins. Now, the Minister for Transport, Kweku Ofori-Esiamo, has described the passage of the Ghana Shippers Authorities Act as a game changer for the shipping industry. Speaking at the 50th anniversary launch of the Ghana Shippers Authority, he said the new act provides the authority with requisite legal framework to effectively regulate the commercial shipping sector and address challenges such as illegitimate charges by service providers.
Naturally, as is the case with startups for many organizations, the then Ghana Shippers Council faced a number of teasing challenges at its embryonic stage, mostly relating to limitations with its establishment at 1974254. A key challenge the Ghana Shippers Authority faced over the last decade was inadequate and ineffective framework for the authority's operation, which affected the authority's ability to control the proliferation of charges and the hazards in the shipping industry.
And you heard the Transport Minister Kweku Ofori-Esiamo. Now, Professor Eliklimi Komla Abloyo has emphasized the importance of integrating AI into academia. He made the call during an interview with Joy Business at the second Emerging Countries International Conference. Professor Abloyo highlighted the critical role AI could play in detecting fraud in the financial sector.
Well, these fintechs obviously use AI to make decisions. One of our speakers mentioned that some of the fintechs use AI to detect fraud, right? Fraud has certain indicators. So, for example, if somebody usually does some transactions, 5,000 CDs, 5,000 CDs, the next transaction is maybe 500,000 CDs, that can raise alarm bells, and the AI will flag it because it's an unusual transaction. So, for example, fintechs are using AI to detect fraud. Banks are doing the same. And it's actually very important because you want to prevent terrorist financing and money laundering. And using AI can help banks and fintechs accomplish this.
Eliklimi Komla Abloyo is Professor of Finance and Risk Management at the University of Ghana Business School. Now to MoneyLab. Next is your pension tip.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Kofi Poli, Chief Operations Officer of People's Pension Trusts. We are continuing our tidbits on pension on MoneyLab. In our last episode, we looked at how pension works. Today, we are going to look at the basic types of pensions. The other one is what we call the defined contribution scheme. With the defined contribution scheme, we are not interested in your frequency of payment of contributions. What we are interested in is how much have you contributed and interest that has accrued on it. And at the end of the day, when you're going on retirement, it is paid out to you. Thank you once again for being with us on MoneyLab. Hope to see you in our next episode.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Now, everyday people face different emergencies.